我们翻开历代志下第五章。
Let's open to 2 Chronicles chapter
5. 第五章第十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
我们一起来读第五章第十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 13. Second Chronicles.
二战琴吹号的歌唱者都一起发声，真合为一，赞美感谢耶和华。吹号敲把各样的乐器扬声赞美耶和华，说耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。那是耶和华的殿子云充满，那是的，耶和华的殿子云充满。
The temple of the Lord was filled with cloud.
那么这象征着神的同在。
This is according to the presence of the Lord.
那么曾经在旷野的时候
，So in the desert,
摩西在看到荆棘的情况之下
，When he saw the burning bush in the desert,
圣灵也引导这个旷野的道路。
So God also left the path in the desert for Moses.
云柱火柱。
And the pillars of fire and pillar of cloud
代表神的同在
represent the presence of the Lord.
神的同在是因为我们按着神的心意而行。
The Lord's presence is present because we did according to His will.
这里面给我们看到一个合一。
So here shows us unison.
声合为一。
So in one voice.
吹号的乐器。
And the trumpeters.
唱歌的。
And the singers.
都一起发声。
So they have one voice.
声合为一
In unison.
就是一同敬拜神
Meaning to worship together.
我越来越觉得知道应该要把这一个这一个音乐教导好
Now I realize where I need to teach the music better.
等在这个新旧约概论结束以后我们会开始有这个主入学里面有这个敬拜的音乐课
After the fundamental truth in the Sunday schools are taught, we're going to have music classes.
越来越发现到这个附点音符，很多弟兄姐妹不会唱。
We realize a lot of sisters and brothers don't know how to sing when they look at the music.
你说我们这样没有教，这个不对。
Right, it's not right not to teach them.
那你说我们教了人不来学，那是他跟神的关系。
But if they don't come to learn, is there that's a problem between them and God?
那很多的时候你会认为说那。这个我本来对音乐就不太懂。
But some people may say I don't really know music to begin with.
我其实是没有把以前很久以前的把那一些这个录影带能够把它录下来。
I was not able to make recordings or videos a long time ago.
看着我长大的那些老妈妈，现在应该都是八十几岁了。
Look at the mothers then who should be 80s and 90s now.
八十几岁的人，他曾经怎么样？他曾经看着五线谱在那个地方打拍子、数拍子。
So there are people, these 89-year-old used to look at the music and clap in beat in rhythm.
我们在座有不认识字的，请举手。
How many people here are illiterate?
不认识字的。
How many people are illiterate?
我告诉你，那些老妈妈是不认识字的。
I tell you, they were illiterate.
不认识字的他们开始怎么样学习
Yet they were able to learn
那我想说他们 不认识字可能在这个从小学习的过程当中有一些这个障碍
So there must be some stumbling block when they were illiterate
那一些呢可能碰过二战
Maybe they encountered the Second World War
有课没地方上
And there are also difficulty in other places
那么那一些时候呢那个台湾的地方是被日本占据
At that time it was under Japanese occupation
所以他们一半学日本的文化，一半学这个当地的文化。
So they learn half Japanese culture and some and then half local culture.
当他们进到教会来的时候
，But when they came to church,
他们开始在那个地方打拍子。
So they begin learn to make rhythms.
那我就看到每一个礼拜二
，I saw that every Tuesday.
那个是母亲在那个地方教每一个这个妈妈们怎么样唱歌。
The mothers were teaching each other how to sing.
当然也有弟兄来学。
Of course, there were some brothers that came to learn.
就在那个地方呢，就是怎么样子打拍子。
They just learned how to make beats.
如果你去比较传统型的教会里面看
，In traditional churches,
当然现在比较少了。
Which are fewer now.
日常里面还是有会去教这一些。
Yeah, there's some who are still teaching these things.
为的是什么
？For the purpose of.
不是乐，为了我懂乐理。
It's not for I understand the music.
不是乐的，为了我。这个拍子能够唱准 ，pitch 能够唱准。
That I can sing the right pitch and also make the right beats.
为的就是第五节十三第五章十三节这里说的。
I read it for the verse of chapter 13. Chapter 5, verse 13.
歌唱的
The trumpeters and the singers
都一起发声
Join in unison.
各自为证
As with one voice.
只要心灵诚实就好。
Some people say as long as it's in spirit and truth.
但是这里告诉我们声合为一。
But he's telling us here in one voice.
表示怎么样合为节奏。
And also in one beat.
音韵。
And one's unison.
都在教导底下。
And all music, everything is
being
taught to do what?
来赞美感谢耶和华。
To give thanks and praise to the Lord.
表示我们必须要怎么样在唱诗里面来开始有一些学习。
So we need to learn from singing of hymns.
有一些人啊，牧师，我真的是不行。
Some people say, Pastor, I really can't do it.
如果你尽了力
，But if you use all your strength,
你不行
，And you can't.
我相信神已经看见
了。I believe God sees.
那如果我们从来没有尽力
，But if we don't use any effort,
我们就说，哎呀，我本来就不行。
You just tell yourself, I can't.
啊，这一些呢，都可能是怎么样？我们对神的这个赞美呢，不在计划里头，神的计划里头。
So then our praise is not really in the will of God.
不但合一。
So not only not in unison.
一起发声，这是表现怎么样？同心的意思。
Meaning it's of one heart.
那在同心的里头呢，他们赞美感谢神。
So with one heart, they give praise and thanks to the Lord.
扬声赞美耶和华说。
So and they sing to the Lord.
一种感恩耶和华本为善。
He is good.
他的慈爱永远长存。
His love endures forever.
合一的心。
With one unity.
同心。
In heart.
然后感恩。
In one voice and praise.
这里面就道出我们在圣殿里面的敬拜。
This is the worship in the holy temple.
我好多次就提到说这个 PowerPoint 其实可以做好一点。
Meantime, I talk about the PowerPoint could be better.
我们可以把五线谱稍微再浓缩一下。
We can contract.I make the music smaller.
这个字呢，可以把它怎么样，特别的排列一下，剪接以后照相排列。
So we can arrange the words so it's easy to see.
就是放多一点而已。
So it's put more in the PowerPoint.
就可以看到五线谱。
We can see the music itself.
那你说为什么不个人发一张呢
？You might ask why don't we just pass out the music to everyone?
一点资源浪费。
One is waste of resources.
第二有 copyright 的问题。
Two, say there's a copyright issue.
我们每一次。印的时候呢，上面下面又写有 copyright， 我们都不好意思。
So every time we make a copy, it says the top and bottom copyrights.
哦，那现在诗歌太多了，你知道不知道
？You know there are so many hymns today.
这一本里面挑一首。
So from one book you pick one song.
那一本里面挑一首。
And then pick another song from another book.
那我们后面那些柜子根本来不及放我们的整个的诗歌本。
But there's enough room in the back to put all the books there. There's so many.
那你把它重新抄录，坐在那个地方有 copyright 的问题。
But if you try to make copies, you make a new volume, but it's an issue of copyrights.
我们基督徒很这个很随性。
So our the Christians really like to think it's
歌就是要来给神唱给神听的嘛。
They are very simple-minded. They say that this is song
to praise God. 哪有什么 copyright 的问题
？Who cares about copyright?
这个是我们的思念啊，我们的自己。
This is our own thinking.
这样讲。
We can say it's our own thinking.
但作为一个守法的基督徒，不应该是这样。
But a law-abiding Christian should not do that.
因此，我们就很多的时候，我们必须要怎么样，好好的在这一个方向里面去认真去看。
So we need to work hard in this.
我们把它当成一个教学。
We use it as a teaching.
我们把它在这个唱诗的时候。
So when we sing hymns,
我们更希望更支持那一些这一些创作音乐的人。
That we can support the musicians who write the music.
你看哈，这一个。MP3 一直开始出来的时候
Look at since the MP3 has come out
这个 CD 的这个销售量大跌
The sales of CDs fall greatly
外面的流行歌曲是这样
And the popular music this happened to the popular music also
教会里面的也是一样
It happened also to the church music
有一次我特别带这个东方比利到北京去唱诗的时候
So one time I brought Billy to China toShows,
我们在讨论一个问题，要不要把 CD 带过去
？We discussed whether to bring the CD to China.
他也很挣扎。
And he was
他说一带过去
struggling with it.
就传开了。
He said once I bring it over there, it'll be passed out.
他说，哎呀，不传开，在网络上也可以 download 得到了。
So if it's not widespread, even on the website, you can download.
好吧，就带过去吧。
So he decided to bring his CDs.
把这一些所卖的钱支持北京教会。
And then whatever the proceeds will go to the church.
他说他是为了支持北京的教会，所以他整个带过去。
So because he wanted to support the Chinese church in Beijing, he brought these over.
卖可以卖多少钱
？It's not how much he can make off these sales.
那我们带的数量就有限了。
So the, what we could bring was limited.
那我们就在讨论说，那是增高提高价钱卖呢，还是降价卖
？So we discussed whether to raise the price or lower the price of the CD.
我人都到了，当然 CD 本来是多少钱，应该提高一倍的价钱卖。
So if people all come to see this and you raise prices,
最起码跟美国卖的价钱一样。
We maybe the price should be same as in the United States.
不知道会不会有人买。
We didn't know if people were going to buy.
告诉你，全部卖光。
I told you it was sold out.
还有几张是珍藏版的。
And even the original copies.
那一个珍藏版的，里面 CD 里面。
Inside the CDs.
有这个影像的，也有听音乐的。
So there are pictures and also
DVD 跟。
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a combination DVD and CD.
就那一套卖五百块。
It was selling for $100.
哎呀，还是人家抢着卖。
People still went after it.
这个不好意思说。在那个地方说还有没有出高一点的、啊、
So we didn't say anybody want to buy a bit of higher price
第一个举手的我们就卖给他
So whoever raised their hand will sell
那么弟兄姐妹很客气他不会说那我六百块来买
So brother and sister were
都没有这样还有人家第一个举手买去了就让他拿去
They wouldn't try to outbid other person
从中间我们教会有一个弟兄、啊、
There's a brother in the church
有点白目了没有关系我 copy 给你
He said it's okay I'll make a copy for you
我们那个比利先生听到，
Mr. Barry, he heard this, he's like,
我说这个不应该这样子。
It should not be like this.
圣经教导说不要这样。
The Bible teaches not to do that.
不是说当事人带我们不要这样。
It's not just because this person is there with us.
因为已经习惯了。
Because people are used to it.
我拷给你。
Yeah, I'll make a copy for you.
很简单嘛，现在只要电脑一插进去。啊，蹦一下出来就一样了。
So it's very simple. You put in computer, you burn the CD.
那他也没有那么多时间去花那么多钱去办做什么黄伟啊。
We don't have that much more time to make patent.
既然这里提到的这一个，在神的面前要敬拜神。
So tell us before God, we need to praise.
我们就理当在这一个方向里面好好的学习。
We need to learn from this.
所以因此我们在开这个课程的时候。
So when we have these classes.
盼望呢，我们从初阶、中阶到高阶。
I hope that from low to mid to high, levels of people.
这样子呢，我们就可以每一年从中初阶、中阶到高阶。
So we have beginner, intermediate, and advanced classes.
以后我们的唱诗就会更准确。
Then our singing will be even more accurate.
我一直有一种很大的心痛，就是 PowerPoint.
Something that grieves me is the PowerPoint.
看嘛，就只有字。
You only see the words.
那我们跟着唱。
And we follow and sing.
其实我们很多的是唱错的。
Oftentimes we sing incorrectly.
因为我们没有看谱。
Because we don't have the music itself.
比如我们前天唱上个礼拜唱的那个这个公义。
So last week we sang about righteousness.
怎么唱啊
？How do we sing it?
昨天我们还挺唱的啊。那个呢，很多都是怎么样？这个都是十六分音符的。
A lot of it is sixteenth notes.
我们基本上都给他唱八分音符
But we sang it as eight notes
所有的都是十六分音符放在一起然后八分音符十六分音符八分音符
So some of them is actually two 16 notes together become an eight note
我们看到字都一样嘛所以我们都唱八分音符都这样唱下去
But when we look at the lyrics only it doesn't tell us the beats
我想改
So I want to change
PowerPoint 里面没有啊
But there's nothing in PowerPoint
字就是这样子啊
And only lyrics
你要他怎么去改
How do you change it
好吧现在跟着你一次
So maybe I'll follow you once.
那么明天呢？他还是看到的是字。
But tomorrow it's only lyrics again.
PowerPoint 是怎么样？敬拜团的痛，你知道吗
？So you know this is PowerPoint is the pain of the choir.
为什么？
管弦
乐他们都是一些很从小学琴学到大的。
So a lot of musicians they learn from their youth.
还有很多人都把谱背起来。
They also have to memorize the music.
他们一样照样把谱放在前面。
They still put the music before them.
因为他知道人的记忆有限。
Because the memory of a man is limited.
我要看前面的指挥，我要看谱。
I want to look at the director. I also want to look at the music.
我不能随着我自己的心意。
I cannot do according to my own will.
世界的音乐给人听的时候都这么样专注。
even the music in the world, they are very careful and very specialized.
我们唱歌给神，难道可以随便吗？
Can our singing to the Lord be just casual?
那个是敬畏的心。
This is a heart of reverence.
我想这一个是应该要教导。
This is something we need to teach.
不是因为我音乐的底子好，所以我希望这样要求。
Not because I have a music background, I'm asking for this.
是真实的，是应当这样。
Because in reality, this is what's required.
神的灵，圣经里面给我们看到的也是这样。
Because what the Spirit has shown us in the Bible is the same.
你有没有发现大卫在安排这些人的时候，圣经都讲他们是善于歌唱。
Have you noticed that when David was making arrangement, these are people who are skilled.
专一在这个地方上。
They specialize in these things.
这一个是一个很重要的。
This is something very important.
那这样子呢，我们才能够做得更好。
This way we can make things better.
才能够更加的合一。
That we can be more in unison.
第六章二十七节。
Chapter 6, verse 27.
求你在天上垂听。
May you hear.
赦免你仆人和你民以色列的罪
and forgive the sins, and forgive their sins,
将当行的善道指教他们
teach them the right way to live,
且降雨在你的地
and send rain on the land,
就是你赐给你民为业之地
you gave your people for an inheritance,
求你降雨在这一个应许之地
send rain on the land of promise,
那么赦免我们不知道在这个应许之地应该要做的工作
and forgive the sin and then also tell us the way we need to do
因此呢你将善道指教我们
therefore teach us the right way
这个呢就是当我们可以不明白神的话语的时候
so when we don't understand the word of God
我们看到为什么这个以利亚可以讲到如果我不祷告
that's why Elijah said if I do not pray
那神必使天上不下雨三年零六个月
that there will be no rain for 3 years and 6 months
为什么先知他敢胆敢这样
how come the prophet has such boldness
因为他对神的律法很清楚
because he was very clear about the law of the Lord
寻求神的时候对神的心意也很清楚
so when he saw the Lord he also knew the will of the Lord
所以不是说我讲怎么样神就按照我的怎么样去做
so it's not whatever I say God will do whatever I say
刚好是相反过来
it's actually the opposite
以利亚知道神的心意
Elijah knew the heart of the Lord
所以他讲出这一句话的时候是按着神的心意讲
so he spoke according to the will of the Lord
那么如果我们解错的时候呢
but when we explain incorrectly
只要你有信心
as long as you have faith
你这么样讲神就按着你这样听
whatever you say God will listen to you
那好像我们神就是你的遥控机器一样
so God becomes your remote control
哇
lightning it comes
然后下雨
rain it rains
不要下雨雨就不要下雨
do not rain it doesn't rain
啊，完全不是
this is not true
是我们在神的计划里头
because we are in God's plan
不是神在我们的规划里头
it's not God is moving according to us
这是完全不一样
this is totally opposite
因此将善道指教我们
also therefore teach us the right way
遵行神你的道
to live
那么整个第六章里面特别是讲到所罗门建完殿以后
So in chapter 6, talk about especially after Solomon finished building the temple.
他在殿中的几样的祷告。
And the prayers that he made in the temple.
第一个，行动正直的人。
One, those who are upright in the way.
22-23节里面。
Verse 22-23.
还这一些公义人的清白。
So give them a justice. Declare their innocence.
如果这一个整个的国走下坡因为得罪神的时候
but when the whole nation just goes straight from God
由神来改变
and sin against God ask God to change them
使整个国度里面走向耶和华的路
so the kingdom will go in the direction of the Lord
我们要为美国来祷告
we need to pray for the United States
这个是第24-25节里面
this is verse 24-25
国度走错路的时候
when the kingdom is in the wrong way
我们所居住的地方这个国已经在走错路
the place we live the country is going the wrong direction
我们除了为我们自己的生活祷告以外我们应该要每一天里面花一点时间来为美国来祷告
besides praying for our personal life we need to spend a little bit of time daily
这是合神心意
to pray for the United States this is God's will
当你这样祷告的时候
when you pray this way
世界也许没改变
maybe the world has not changed
但是你越亲近神
But as you draw near to God,
你的心态已经改变。
Your attitude will change.
你不会觉得软弱。
You no longer feel weak.
你不会觉得推了老半天的法案还是被通过了，还怎么样？
you won't complain about even though no matter people what people do, the ordinance are still passed.
还记得我们这个啊，在整个拦阻这个圆融寺盖的时候。
So when we were trying to prevent this temple from being built.
哎呀，你们在那个地方要这个地方反对，人家还不是通过。
And people would say you were opposing it, but it still passed.
问题不在有没有通过的问题。
The question is not whether it got passed or not.
问题是我们尽我们应该基督徒该做的事情。
That we have discharged our responsibility as Christians.
做了这样子的事情以后。
After we've done so.
那个行动就交给神。
And we give the rest to God.
但是如果我们都没有尽上这一份心。
But we have not even have heart to do this.
那么我们就已经预言到那早就有神的旨意了。
Then we think that God already prophesied this to happen.
这样我们不会从经历的当中去经历到我们那伟大的神。
Then we will not experience our great God.
26节到27节里面求神除掉旱灾。
So verse 26 to verse 27, ask God to take away the drought.
旱灾之后呢，我们就看见了28节里面开始讲到除掉饥荒。
So after 26:27, taking away the famine, talk about the famine.
这个是自然灾害也好。
Or it's natural disasters.
或是这一个啊人所造成的罪过。
Or from the sins of man.
反声音现象，声音现象。
So whatever it's what happened is this way or the other way.
那么反声音现象当然是比声音现象更可怕。
So against the Bible is more scary than.
啊，那一些已经不正常的啊，再更不正常。
I'm sorry, whatever against the natural.
那么
supernatural.
这样子的一个气候。
And such weathers.
我们已经都尝试到在美国这个地方。
People already seen the United States.
啊，在去年的时候，密西苏比河患难。
So we saw the disaster in Mississippi last year.
今年的时候，德州已经这个啊哪一个州德州吧，应该已经有几百个这个龙卷风起来了。
And several hundred tornadoes in southeast.
那么全世界地方里面，在中国里面已经干旱三年。
So in China, there's already 3 years of drought.
这一些都是气候的问题。
These are problems with the weather.
最终的问题是怎么样？是人对这个气候里面人造成的一些问题。
So the central issue is a man created these problems.
政府就是要安抚民众。
So the government is trying to calm the people.
这样子的气候问题是全世界啊，这有一次的巡回的小冰河时期。
So this is just a little.A glacier period around the world.
有良心的科学家就告诉我们说，这个是人造成碳排放量的问题。
This is the problem of carbon dioxide exhaust, as some of the conscientious scientists warned us.
这些都是干旱的问题。
These are all problems of drought.
那么再来第五样，32节到33节里面，求神使外邦人认识你。
So in verse 32 to verse 33, may the Gentiles know you.From other nations.
建造这个殿里面呢，以后呢，所罗门提出几样的祷告事项。
So after he built the temple, he brought up these prayers.
那只要我们从18节到31节去看所罗门所提的祷告事项。
So from verse 18 to verse 31, we study his prayers.
我们就知道我们这一个人这个殿应当要怎么样祷告。
Then we realize as our personal, as we, as temple, how we need to pray.
还能够合神的心意。
Then we can please God.
这样是很重要的。
This is very important.
这个重要的我们要去遵守。
That's important. These are important things that we need to obey.
有一些也不得不守。
But some other things we also need to obey too.
就是说读圣经。
To read the Bible.
啊，了解圣经很多的重要重点。
To understand the important points in the Bible.
很多时候有弟兄姐妹来跟我讲说，哎呀，能不能多讲一点教会的这个圣经的一个历史背景。
So some people come to me and ask if we can talk about the history of the churches.
重要的历史背景我一定讲。
The important backgrounds I'll tell you.
那一些讲的历史背景对我们没有什么帮助的，那不必要讲。
But I won't go into unimportant history background, historical backgrounds.
讲了呢，跟我们生活没有什么帮助。
Because it doesn't help with our lives.
对我们的信心、生命没有什么帮助。
So it doesn't help with our lives and our faith.
有时候反倒是什么起了争论。
Sometimes it would only give rise to arguments.
那一些就不需要讲。
We don't need to talk about those.
那整个的跟整个的跟神的计划有关系的。
But those things that have to do with the plan of God.
那一些的历史背景我们需要知道。
And those the historic backgrounds.
在讲这一个旧约的时候，我会顺便的提到。
So when we talk about the Old Testament, I'll mention them.
那如果这一些呢没有的话，不就不需要讲。
So then if it's not there, I won't mention.
第六个里面我们看到34节到35节，啊，所罗门王祷告神使以色列的军队能够得胜。
So in verse 6:1, it's in verse 34 where Solomon prayed to the Lord that the army will be victorious.
告诉我们这一个人如果去征战的时候
，telling us whenever we go to war,
属肉体的、属世界的灵的征战的时候，我们都能够得胜。
Whether it's of our flesh against spiritual wars or in the world, we can win.
那么第七是讲到我们如果因为犯罪而被掳。
But seventh prayer when we sin.
我们很多的基督徒还是在最终呢 这一个被掳掠。
Many Christians are being captives who sin today.
知道要改变。
They know they need change.
还没有办法改变的完全。
Not able to completely change.
这个嘴巴常常讲这个不造就的话语。
They're still unwholesome talk out of their mouth.
知道不对。
They know it's wrong.
但是呢。有时候怎么样就忍不住就讲出来了
But they cannot help themselves and they will speak those things
表示呢还在某一些的层次上怎么样被捆绑
They're still bound in certain parts
背后说人的
So those people who slander talk behind our backs
乘自己的看见去说别人的
Or maybe they have their own viewpoints and talk about other people
经常呢这个人家哎呀这个有人说这个怎么已经怎么样怎么样了
And you will say this sister already done so and so
说这个家庭已经怎么样怎么样了
They say this family is already so and so and so
你认识他多久
Ask them how long have you known them
你明白这个家庭里面有多久
How long have you known what's going on in the family
圣经给我们一个很重要的例子
There's a very, very important example in the Bible
就是保罗所讲的
That Paul said
就是我知道很清楚
Even though I know clearly
自己认为是如此
Even if I think it's
我也不能因此而称义
I cannot be justified
就是我的看法也不见得是正确
Meaning my own viewpoints may not be right
所以呢这些是私事我就不谈了
So these are personal matters I don't discuss
这一些呢都是怎么样一个圣经里面告诉我们遵守的原则
So this is the things that we need to obey in the Bible
但是我们因为在世界上刚刚进到教会或进入到教会还在被装备起的当中
But during the period where we just came to churchAnd we're being equipped.
几年过后，也许我们更加的改变。
Maybe after a few years, we will change more.
但是老是在这一方面里面不改变的时候
，But in these old areas, we don't change.
我们应该有属灵的看见。
We need to be able to see spiritually.
我好好的去禁食几天，求神改变我这个不好的习惯。
I need to fast a few days to change these bad habits by seeking the Lord.
那如果你搁置
，But if you circumcise,
那一个问题永远是抓住。
But no, if you do not do that, the problem always binds you.
那这个意思就是求神怜悯我们被掳的人悔改的子民向你的殿祷告。
So may the Lord have mercy for the people turn to you and pray in the temple.
求主你释放他。
May the Lord set them free.
神一样听他的祷告。
The Lord also listened to their prayers.
因为这七样的整个的大纲的祷告里头。
Because these are seven major areas of prayers.
是神的心意。
According to the will of God.
第七章。
In chapter 7,
我们看到这一个所罗门祷告已完毕
So we saw that he finishes praying
就有火从天上降下来
And fire came down from heaven
烧祭燔祭和别的祭
And consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices
耶和华的荣光充满了殿
And the glory of the Lord filled the temple
我们看到那时候很多的这个祭司都被阻隔了没有办法进去
We saw a lot of priests were prevented from going in
这个让我们看到神悦纳了所罗门的祷告
We saw that God accepted Solomon's prayers
我们的祷告如何蒙神悦纳呢
How do we have our prayer received by the Lord
这七样的祷告
These seven types of prayer
第六章18节到31节
From chapter 6 verse 18 to verse 31
我们可以把按照这样把它规划起来写七点
We can reorganize and make it into seven points
每一天对我们的座右铭
So for every day
我要建造耶和华的殿
I want to build the temple of the Lord
我这一个人的殿要成为祷告的殿
My personal temple as an individual will become the temple of word of prayer
这个殿要成为万国祷告的殿的意思是怎么样就是我们这一个人呢成为 祷告的人。
A house of prayer for all nations means that I'm individual as individual will become a prayer.
是象征性的，在教会里面，这个教会应该就是要祷告。
So it's not just the church itself should have prayers.
一个字句的解释是这样。
This is actually explanation.
教会里面当然需要有祷告。
Of course, there are prayers in the church.
教会的祷告是装备教导人如何在日常生活里面，我们怎么样建造。
But the church is to teach other people how to be equipped.To be built up every day.
到教会里面来祷告呢，是一种学习。
So coming to church to learn to pray is actually learning.
不是在某一些地方里面啊，这个地方以利亚祷告过，所以比较有恩高。
It's not because Elijah was praying here, therefore there's more anointing here.
那个是天主教的讲法。
This is actually the teaching of Catholics.
不要改教了将近快500年了哈，你还在回到天主教的那个讲法里面。
Do not keep doing changing or reformation.But go back to the same way as the Catholics did.
天主教做了一些啊，这一个啊，这个在四世纪里面很不好的东西。
Catholic did something like in the Book of Judges.
那很多的这一个耶路撒冷现在很多的那个建筑都是当时天主教做的。
A lot of buildings in Jerusalem today are built by Catholics.
很多人到现在里面，哎呀，哦，这个是耶稣埋葬的坟墓。
They say, "Oh, this is where Jesus' tomb was."
盖得很宏伟。
And they built it into a very majestic building.
那你看，耶稣基督还挂在上面。
You can see Jesus still crucified on the cross.
还没下来。
Yes, and it hasn't come down yet.
我没有去过，从我网路上看的。
I never been there, but I saw it on website.
哎，看到里面，耶稣怎么还在上面？还没下来。
And how come Jesus has not come down yet?
那这一个让我们看到很多人亲近里面，哎呀，这是耶稣基督这个被埋葬的坟墓。
So people will go in there assume this is where Jesus was buried.
我告诉你，耶稣基督埋葬的坟墓就是一个洞。
I tell you, Jesus, where Jesus was buried, it was a cave.
洞里面呢，就是把这个人捆绑的放进去。
After they wrap him in clothes, they put him in there.
那么这个以色列人是怎么样？是这一个躺着的。
So for Israelites, they lie down.
这个其他的国家里面可能是站着的。
So in other nations, the mummies may stand up.
那么整个里面就是这样子空空的，没有那么漂亮。
So it was just an empty cave. It's not beautiful.
我们看到耶稣降生的马槽。
We remember the manger that Jesus was born to.
在画家的手里变得很漂亮。
In the hands of artists, it becomes very glorified.
啊，马在那边吃草都会微笑。
So even the horses seem to be smiling as they were feeding on the,
真正去马槽坐看看
on the straw. You go to the manger and see what it's really like.
我们家以前隔壁有养马。
I mean, people next to us used to have a horse ranch.
那一只马已经老死了。
But the horse died.
以前在养马的时候
when they were breeding the horses.
他养两只马经常在旁边里面会小便。
So they often would relieve themselves, the horses,In there.
经常我的房间的门是要关起来。
Oftentimes I have to close the doors and windows.
那个味道不是很好闻。
Because the stench was not very good.
为什么以前皮蛋是用马尿下去腌制的呢
？Do you know when the Chinese eggs used to be?
现在用马尿那是上品。
So it's dipped in the horse urine, but today consider high the level eggs.
这不好闻啊。
So it by stench.
都在马槽里面生出来，你以为是一个什么五星级的、啊？
You think it's a five-star hotel doing a manger?
看到哇，那荣光。
You see the glory?
所以好像耶稣生出来以后，马上那个地方变成一个五星级的马棚。
As soon as Jesus was born there, as if it was immediately turned to a five-star hotel.
如果我们这样讲，那就不是神。
Then if we think that way, then that's not God.
神真的是从最高到这个最低的地方。
God really humbled himself from the highest to the lowest.
啊，讲到呢，狐狸有洞。
And talk about pucks have holes.
天上的鸟儿窝。
And then there are nests with the birds.
人只在地上垫个枕头的地方都没有。
But there's no head of rest for the Son of Man.
这一个呢是真实的一个写照。
This is a true description.
不是像把它美化一样。
It's not to beautify it.
哎，很多被美化以后呢，我们哦这个地方比较有恩高。
So sometimes people look at things are beautified have more anointing.
那么世界上这个也有啊，这个很多这个啊其他宗教里面的也有这种问题。
So there are similar things in other religions.
哎，这个是释迦牟尼用过的地方。
This is where the Buddha used to be.
这个是达摩面壁的地方。你看，面壁到那个影像都在墙壁上了。
You can even see the image of his face when he was praying against the wall.
所以那个地方就成为圣地。
Then that place becomes a holy land.
那么， 这个我们的耶路撒冷称为圣地，是因为那个是圣殿建在那个地方。
Well, Jerusalem is a holy land because the holy temple was built there.
不要忘了，神容许他的殿被毁。
But don't forget, God allowed His temple to be destroyed.
当人把他的殿当成偶像的时候
，When men treat His temple as idols.
可是呢，我们这一个啊，天主教呢，仍然是把它当成偶像。
Unfortunately, the Catholics still treat it as idols.
不知道神原来是这一个火降下来。
Didn't realize God is a fire that comes down.
要烧尽一切。
To burn, consume everything.
唯要的是我们跟他有圣洁的相交。
What He wants is to have a fellowship with us.
用我们的思想方法。
It's not according to our thinking and our ways.
所以第七章的十二节到二十二节，神向这一个啊所有的所罗门来回应显现。
So God appeared to Solomon in the verse 12 to verse 22.
我已经听了你的祷告。
I heard your prayer.
也选择这地方作为祭祀我殿的。
I have chosen this place for myself as a temple.
所以第八章里面，所罗门将这一个法老的女儿带出大卫城。
So that's why in chapter 8, Solomon took the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city.
这是一个非常特别的地方。
This is a very special thing.
这个是一个正确。
This is the right way.
但是却也让这个所罗门偏离神的地方。
But also led him astray.
第一个，他不在圣殿里面，到圣殿之外去筑巢。
So it turned out he started to go out of the temple.
因为他知道这个法老的女儿不能在这个地方。
Because he knew that the daughter of Pharaoh cannot enter the temple.
那么这样子一个情况里面，他到外面去筑巢。
So he began to make offering outside the temple.
以至于后来整个的嫔妃掳落了所罗门的心。
So that's why his heart became captive to the concubines.Later on,
既然为圣
so since has to be consecrated,
不是在耶和华的面看不到的地方
and since he goes to the temple outside of Jerusalem,
都是圣地
where the ark is, it's a holy ground or sacred ground.
应该来讲，没有一个地方啊，不是耶和华的地
Technically speaking, now the land is not the Lord's land.
如果按照这个讲法，到教会里面来，我们不能说不好的话，因为神在。
So technically speaking, if you come to church, you cannot say anything unwholesome because it's God's place and it's peace.
到教会以后了，碰到面不讲话。
So if you run into problem, you don't say anything.
教会是一套，出到教会外又是一套。
But when they leave the church, there's a different matter.
教会到处都是圣地。
Because church everywhere is holy place.
这个是所罗门走下坡的很重要的一段话语。
This is a thing that led Solomon's fall.
可以讲他对神的敬畏。
You can say it's his fear or reverence for the Lord.
也可以讲他慢慢走下坡的一些因素。
You can also say these are the reasons why he.
所以我们应当要更加的清楚。
So we have to be more clear.
在每一件事情里面。
In every matter.
你出去是为什么呢
？Why do you leave?
这样子的一个筑巢是为什么呢
？Why do you offer this way?
是因为尊重耶和华。
To honor the Lord.
还是？有另外一种目的呢
or ulterior motive.
我们做这件事情
when we do this thing,
不按照制度而行的时候
not according to the regulations,
是因为我自己要做的呢
is because I will it,
还是为了荣耀神
or to glorify God.
如果为了荣耀神
if it's to glorify God,
为什么不能忍耐成长呢
why can you endure and grow?
这一些呢都是我们怎么样我们要去学习
these are things we need to learn.
求神用他的话来光照我们
may the Lord give us shine with his words.Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
从所罗门的建殿
From the building by the
temple. 让我们看到我们也必须要把我们这个殿建造完成
We also need to complete the building of our temple.
所罗门有很多的事情是成为我们需要学习的
So what Solomon did, some of the things we need to learn.
哇，在我们的心里面你启发我们
Lord, may you stir up in our hearts.
让我们归向
That we turn back to you.
我们感谢你
We thank you.
奉耶稣的名祷告
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.